Hello, I'm your host Andrew Figgins, and welcome back to Proceed to Checkout. We're nearing the end of our series on Beer Hawk, with today marking part 5 of 6. If you've missed parts 1 through 4, stop right there, thank you very much. I highly suggest you human touch the pause button and go back and listen. I'm told that's a Spice Girls reference. To date, we've gone over Beer Hawk's evolution as a site and brand, and for part 5, I'm talking with the team about how the community, aka the customers, have played a part in that journey. We'll proceed to part 5 after a message from our sponsor. Adobe has partnered with Wayflyer to provide B2C e-commerce businesses with easy, fast funding to accelerate their growth. Wayflyer tailors their funding solution for each business to fit their unique needs, while also offering marketing and inventory insights to optimize spend. Approved businesses can receive between $10,000 and $20 million in flexible funding within 1 to 3 days. So whether you would describe your business as baby, or whether it's posh, ginger, sporty, or scary, all great adjectives, check out wayflyer.com/adobe to join the Adobe Commerce and Magento open source merchants that are already using Wayflyer today. What better way to kick off a discussion about Beer Hawk's customer growth and the approaches they've taken to build customer loyalty than with some insight from Andy, head of customer services, on the typical customer, or not?
I guess I couldn't give you an answer to what a Beer Hawk customer looks like, and I think that's the biggest compliment that I can pay to them, because it's so varied. I think back to when I started at Beer Hawk, and there was certainly a specific type of demographic that we had that was an extremely crafty customer, and you can stereotype into what a craft beer connoisseur looks like, and certainly lots of places do that. But I think now the value that it could absolutely be anyone. And when I talk in the community, and when I talk to prospective candidates, and everybody could be a Beer Hawk customer. Everybody of legal drinking age, obviously, can be a Beer Hawk customer. I'll put that out there. But yeah, it's varied, and the way that we've managed to grow that customer base in different areas is, I think, a real testament to our marketing team.
To expand on Andy's thoughts, here's co-founder Mark yet again with some commentary from the early days of building the community, specifically the company's approach to supporting customers and how the relationship started, plus where it's going.
So I think our customers are great. It's amazing to see, because at the start of the business, of course, I was on the phone dealing with issues and speaking to customers, you know, just as Chris was and the rest of the team. You know, I was packing boxes, and some customers would come and turn up to the warehouse. And I think I'm trying to work it out, because craft beer just seems to be a nice business to be involved with. So even when there were issues, which frankly, unacceptable issues, you know, so one of our couriers might have broken a box of beer, and instead of taking it back, would leave a soggy box of broken glass and smelly beer on someone's doorstep. I mean, that's just not okay. And our customers would call and say, oh, I'm really sorry to have to let you know that, you know, one of the bottles has smashed, and would you mind? We're like, what? You know, how can we sort this out? Oh, well, you know, maybe I'll keep the other ones, but maybe you could just send us another one or give us a second. And I think our customers are just so incredibly pleasant generally about beer. And it's actually a conversation that they want to have. And often I notice that sometimes we talk about beer to our customers, because we're all beer enthusiasts. Now, I'm not going to pretend for a moment that all of our customers, you know, are amazingly pleasant all of the time, nor am I going to pretend for a moment that, you know, we get it right all of the time. Of course, there are bad experiences, but sort of generally, it's worked incredibly well. And I think it's to do with the community feel of and the partnership between our customers and our team around craft beer. One of my big fears is, as we've grown and we get bigger, how we maintain that culture and the feel of a small business that cares, and we don't just become a corporate, you know, computer says no company. And that really links back to making sure that we attract and retain the right people, and we keep the values really, really clear and to our hearts.
Considering what Mark just shared about growth in the community, here's Andy again with insight on the ways the customer services team talks to customers.
It's a number of different things, I guess. We see ourselves as a customer service team as kind of a jack of all trades, if you like. We need to know something about everything that's happening. So it might be that someone's wanting to know a little more about a specific discount or offer that we're running at the time. Certainly there's some product-based stuff. So with that craft background that we have and the customer base that we've brought along from that, they want to know the style of beer. They want to know a bit about the taste. If we bring a new product that's similar into like the Perfect Draft World, for example, they want to know what's a similar product to their favorite beer. And we try to give a little bit of guidance where we can around that. Then we have the standard customer service stuff, which is tracking their order, making sure that an order that they've placed is on time, or if they're forever any reason that there's a quality issue or something's happened, that they know and have the confidence that we're going to fix that straight away for them.
Okay, so now you have some background on building that customer relationship personally, but how has that growth translated to the technology side? Here's Dan, head of content and community again, with a quick note on this.
Yeah, I think that it's just growth in the customer base is a massive point in that. I think that as we've seen in the 5 years I've been here, just this influx in customers coming to Bayhawk and really adapting to buying craft beer online, we kind of had to grow alongside that. And I think one of the key factors to us delivering this in such an effective way was the implementation of like a sprint system within our tech team and going into sort of like Kanban boards and working in a sprint system with our tech team. It's just really helped us make that migration much easier, much simpler. I say that I wasn't the one doing it, and I imagine those guys will probably curse me for saying it was easier and simpler.
It all comes back to those 2-week sprints and that agile management structure. Taking it back to customers, though, here is head of marketing Rob once more to talk through the loyalty program they've implemented and some of the tech behind it. Hint, tokens are involved.
One example of a development that we brought about in-house that's really made a difference to Bayhawk is probably our loyalty scheme. So previously, when we were using Magento 1, we were using a plugin. We then changed to an external provider. With Magento 2, there's the basis of a world-class loyalty program just built in. And so we've managed to turn that on and we're still developing it. We're still kind of building out the functionality, but we completely own it. So if there's something that we want to do, we can start working on that. And it really has opened doors to us. There's been some tech developments around it, like that have enabled us to have effectively a user-friendly platform where we can go in and we can set these offers up as a marketing team. We've got the ability to like just do manual uploads as and when we need it, which it sounds silly, but previously when you had to get an external company to upload data for you, or when you had to go via a complex Magento plugin that only one person in the business knew how to use, it really does slow you down as a marketer. So just having that ability to work with the out-of-the-box functionality and then just make it your own and customize it has been a huge help for us. So beer tokens are a very interesting marketing tool and reward for customers. And what we see is that if customers join us and they start using these beer tokens, then there's a much higher chance that they will keep on coming back. They're engaging more in the brand. So one of the things that we've worked with our tech team on is how we surface beer tokens and this Magento functionality for the customers. And if you go on the Bayhawk website, if you create an account, it says straight away, you know, your beer token balance is this. At checkout, there's a little gold banner that says you have X number of points, you can spend them now. We've thought about how we integrate beer tokens pretty much every step of the customer journey. So when you land on the site, you're prompted about that. You create accounts so that you can earn this. If you don't create an account, then after purchase at checkout, there is a push to get you, like it says, you know, create an account so that you can earn beer tokens on your next purchase. That follows through the automated emails that we send out of Magento as well. So order confirmation will also say, if it's a logged in customer, they get a different message to one that's not. So we can use this Magento functionality to really drive customers to create accounts and then keep on coming back. Because we know that a customer who creates an account, a customer who starts using their beer tokens, really is so much more valuable to us than a customer who might not see that. And yeah, using that functionality to put it front and center is a huge deal for us.
So what came next after Beer Tokens? Here's Dan with some background on the Perfect Draft offering at Beer Hawk, which has become a pillar of their product line.
Over the years as well, one of our main products is Perfect Draft. It's a home draft system for beer that you can pour pints out of. It's absolutely amazing. Witnessing the growth of that as a product set alongside Beer Hawk has been absolutely amazing. So the community, the online social community for that specific product has grown incredibly over the last 2 to 3 years. We've seen Facebook groups and offshoot Facebook groups growing just to find out what's coming next on the machine, to find out what other people are doing to their machines and their hacks and tips and tricks and what they want to do. And we've always been a vocal voice in there because these customers help us develop the Beer Hawk site, they help us develop products, they help us develop marketing communications as well. Like, we know how they want to be spoken to because they'll tell us outright. And it's really good for us. And I think that we're very lucky here at Beer Hawk that we have such a vocal community behind us, because if we do something right, they'll always tell us we've done it right. And if we do something wrong, they'll be very fast to tell us we've done something wrong. And then we can fix it. And that's a really, really important part about how Beer Hawk works with our community.
First, this Perfect Draft offering sounds awesome, and I am once again reminded that I am not a customer, since they're in the UK. Sorry to everyone out there listening who feels the same. But I was curious for some additional background on Perfect Draft, so here's Rob with some considerations on how the product contributes to a different, more circular vision for Beer Hawk.
Like, it's basically a beer machine where you buy small kegs of beer and you put them in this machine as part of a circular economy, so kind of a push to be a lot more eco-friendly and green and encourage people to, like, we basically give people £5 worth of these beer tokens when they return kegs to us, so we can clean them out, refill them, reuse them. And we see that as being a great way of promoting more of a circular economy, more of an engagement with the breweries as well, because they're drinking the beers as breweries intended, from a keg on draft in their home. So that's a great way that we've used the Magento functionality, admittedly there with a fair bit of our own tweaking and implementing it in our warehouse, so that we can just scan someone's keg returns and then we can credit it on the system. But yeah, we've used that really to greatly increase the way that customers engage with the brand.
The pandemic has certainly made something like Perfect Draft even more attractive. However, the product was launched prior. Here's Mark with a story about one of the first launch events for the offering.
We've been able to do some, you know, wonderful events, in particular with our Perfect Draft community, where one day a couple of the team, in fact, they might have been on this podcast, they said, well, wouldn't it be great if we had our own festival, our own beer festival for owners of Perfect Draft machines? And they chatted to the community and there seemed to be this great ambition to do something. And, you know, just to get something out there, we ended up hosting it in a car park in a trading estate just outside Wetherby, which is, you know, off the motorway. I mean, this is not a glamorous place, but we got some tents up and we got a band and a food stall and all the Perfect Draft machines along. And just getting our customers who really form this amazing Perfect Draft community, just chatting to us and getting to know the staff and, you know, what they liked about the machines, what they didn't, what they liked about the delivery experience, what they didn't. That was another great way of staying really close. And I think that's something that we have been able to, you know, continue and scale, and those events have got bigger. Obviously, we've had COVID, so unfortunately, that's had to be sort of put on the back burner for a while. But, you know, those types of community events alongside the bars, you know, and other, just being part of the craft beer community has all helped.
Before we wrap and I offer a preview for our final part 6 of the series, here's Dan with some light commentary on the immediate feedback loop we're often in with customers these days, especially e-commerce and Magento customers.
It's very immediate, and sometimes it can be the best feeling in the world when you've done something right. And sometimes it can be a real worry when you press go on something and almost instantaneously you're told it's wrong. There's always going to be a very vocal community out there that might not get exactly why we're doing what we're doing. Sometimes you have to soldier on and think, well, V2 is going to fix a few of these problems. But quite often, yeah, it's really good to have that immediate feedback loop.
To tease our final episode in the series, here's Rob with a preview on Beer Hawk's perspective from 2020 into 2021 and beyond. What's next? Find out even more in part 6.
The pandemic can, like, 2020 was just an incredible year for us. I'm sure it's something that a lot of people in the audience probably can relate to as well, that we were just concentrating on holding on and doing what we could do to keep on trading the way that we were trading. And what it meant was that we've experienced a massive amount of growth in a very short period of time. And this year's, like, a lot of the things that we're concentrating on doing is kind of belt and braces improvements, things that you might call brilliant basics, that we've grown to the point where we need to start thinking about them, and like utilizing core Magento functionality that we've never had to think about before. It's there, we just need to start tapping into it. So a lot of the things that we're going to be focusing on over the next 12 months are going to be things that might sound very simple and straightforward, but definitely just need a bit of a polish, a bit of a dusting off and improving. Things like our referral capabilities, our loyalty that we've talked about, like, it's something that we're constantly improving. Even just overhauling our automated emails that we send for, like, order confirmation, account creation, all of those things that, because we've been focusing so much over the last year on kind of getting through the pandemic and making sure that everything's still ticking over and that we're working as efficiently as we could, we need to expand the team out. We need to catch up with where we are and really just grow our capabilities to match the current scale of the business. So yeah, we'll be focusing on a lot of brilliant basics, an awful lot of really exciting functionality as well that we can't exactly just talk about, but yeah, there's going to be a boatload of improvements that we have in the pipe.
On the next and final Proceed to Checkout episode of Season 1, we'll conclude BeerHawk's story with Part 6. In it, I asked the team to weigh in on the company's future in e-commerce, as well as some trendy solutions. If you're liking the show, please subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever it is you're listening to help others find us. For more information on the Magento Association and additional case studies for merchants, check out the links in our show notes.
Wow, okay. So my first craft beer experience, it was a little bit different. So in the UK, we have a great history of real ale and traditional beers that are made, like, focusing on quality. They're very traditional, kind of very earthy. People joke that it's mainly beards and twigs and stuff like that. And I remember trying probably what was my first American IPA, which would have been like a Stone or something like that, maybe even like a Goose Island. And it's like it expanded my consciousness. Like, there was all of this extra taste out there. Previously, I drank lager, I drank real ale. And there's still a place in my heart for those kind of beers. But yeah, it was probably trying that, like, as a young man, maybe probably at university. And yeah, that kind of just really broadened my scope. And it made me realize there's this massive world of beers out there that I just previously hadn't even experienced.